questions remain on Lisa Brady, Fox News, searching for a motive after the mass shooting over the weekend in Monterey Park, California, where a 72-year-old man opened fire at a dance studio and later killed himself.
Just because the suspect dies doesn't mean the investigation stops. We will conduct it as if it's a regular criminal investigation.
But Police Chief Scott Weiss says it's possible the why may never be known. An 11th person has died from the shooting, with nine others wounded. Just getting word of a deadly school shooting in Des Moines, Iowa. Two students killed and a teacher wounded at what's described as an educational program affiliated with the school district. Police say officers stopped a car about 2 miles away from the school, taking multiple suspects into custody. No other details yet. The White House again referring questions to lawyers after another round of classified documents found at the president's home in Wilmington, Delaware, this time dating back to when he was a U.S. senator and revealed over the weekend after the search.
We know agents searched for almost 13 hours while the president stayed at the White House on Friday and continued with business as usual, meeting with the nation's mayors. According to the president's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, this was a voluntary search, meaning no warrant, and the FBI was invited to come in. Biden's attorneys were there, too, watching it all unfold.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre repeating that the president takes the issue seriously, but also saying it's up to the American people to decide how they see this president. His family calls it murder, the police beating of a black man who died several days after a confrontation with Memphis police during a traffic stop.
It was an unadulterated, unabashed, nonstop beating of this young boy for 3 minutes.
Attorneys for the family, including Antonio Romanucci, want the video footage made public. Five officers have been fired. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Justice Department wins another case against a far-right group, the Oath Keepers, over the Capitol riot.
All four defendants were found guilty of seditious conspiracy, as well as conspiracy to obstruct the certification of the Electoral College vote and to prevent members of Congress from discharging their duties.
Attorney General Merrick Garland thanking prosecutors. This follows the recent conviction of the Oath Keepers leader in a separate case, while members of the Proud Boys also stand trial with a similar defense, arguing there was no plan to attack the Capitol. Mexico's former top law enforcement official on trial in New York, accused of taking suitcases full of cash, millions of dollars in bribes, to let tons of cocaine flow into the U.S.
Prosecutors told jurors today that Genaro Garcia Luna portrayed himself as a drug-fighting hero, but in reality, he was the Sinaloa cartel's most valuable asset.
Fox's Brian Yenes at federal court in Brooklyn, where Garcia Luna faces charges of drug trafficking and continuing a criminal enterprise.
His defense lawyers say there's no real evidence of any of this, but ultimately that the prosecution is relying on testimony from top drug lords who simply just want to get reduced sentences.
Garcia Luna could face life in prison if convicted. Digital wallet are in the works for some major U.S. banks.
Banks are increasingly worried about losing control of their customer relationships. And now leading U.S. firms like Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan Chase, along with four others, are working on a new product that will allow shoppers to pay online with a wallet that will be linked to their debit and credit cards, according to the Wall Street Journal. The digital wallet will be managed by Early Warning Services, the bank-owned company that operates money transfer service Zelle.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, one goal to compete with third-party wallet operators like PayPal and Apple Pay. Wall Street off to a good start for the week. The Dow gaining 254, the NASDAQ up 2%. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.